Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy!
FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. I guess I'm the winner, right?
The winner?
Of
what?
That Count Basie box set.
No, we're not giving anything away.
I was listening like 3 hours ago, and they were giving away a box set, Count Basie CDs.
That must have been another show. It's not what this show started a couple hours ago.
So you're not going to give it to me?
No, I don't have it to give.
What kind of bait and switch you guys running there?
I can't help what was on another show. I mean, it was something given out on another show. This is a whole other program. I don't know what people do on their shows. I don't have anything to give out.
Yeah, but it's your station, right?
I mean, we're on the same station, me and whoever else was giving out a Count Basie box set.
Wow, the great American workforce continues on. Great.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Look, just give me the box set, and we'll call it even, okay?
I don't have the box set to give, and even if I did, I wouldn't give it to you now, because you're coming on, you're like a bully.
You can't talk to me like that.
Why not? You're bullying me.
Hey, do you have any idea who my brother is?
Do I have any idea who your brother is? No.
Well, I'll give you a hint, okay?
Yeah?
My name is Mike Sajak. What does that do for you?
Is your brother is the game show guy?
Yeah, you're going to treat me differently now? Yeah, I thought so.
No, you thought not. Your brother is Pat Sajak.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to treat you differently.
What?
Yeah. What's your name? Mike Sajak.
Mike Sajak. Pat's my baby brother.
He's your baby brother.
Yeah, Patty. That's what I call him when I want to get a rise out of him.
Patty.
Yeah.
Well, how old is he?
Pardon me?
How old is he?
He's 59.
59 is your baby
That's
brother.
That's right.
And you, how old does that make you?
I'm 61.
So your baby brother, Pat Sajak, is the big game show host.
That's right. 3 Emmys, 11 Rayburns, and 6 Gamies. And a People's Choice.
Ray, what are those game show awards? Rayburns?
That's right. Yeah, Rayburns are American Gamies are Canada.
Okay.
So be careful how you talk to me, okay? Because this could have massively negative repercussions for you, son.
And how so?
Oh, you don't want to know, okay? I've dealt with way bigger fish than you before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because Pat Sajak's your brother, you're all tough.
Oh, yeah. In a word, yeah. But, you know, I can hear it in your voice.
Hear what?
Terror.
There's no terror
in
my voice.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me. This is hilarious to me that you're calling up the brother of a game show host, and you're actually going to try to shake me down for some box set.
Hey, come on, guy.
What?
Cough up that box set. Come on.
I don't have it to give.
Come on.
And if I did have it, you definitely wouldn't get it because you're acting like a thug.
You don't talk to me. Hey.
I just did talk
well,
to you like that.
Well, you keep it up. You're going to wind up in the foundation of a junior high school in Trenton.
Oh, so I'm just you're going to have me killed.
We'll see. Yeah.
And how are you? You're so powerful.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm powerful and I know power too. You know, I'm tight with power.
You're tight
yeah,
with power.
Yeah.
Because your brother is a game show
That's
host.
Right.
Whoa, I'm shaking. How on earth would you have me killed just because your brother hosts Wheel of Fortune?
Well, you know, just between you and me, Pat's pretty mobbed up.
Pat Sajak is mobbed up.
Yeah, yeah, he can do anything. He can get anything. He can make anything happen. he can get jobs for people like he did for me. You know, it's like.
So he hired you to do what?
Oh, a couple things, a lot of different things over the years. Got me a job on Wheel.
His Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, as a consultant.
Uh huh.
Yeah, it didn't go so great though.
What were you doing as a consultant?
Well, you know, basically just, I don't want to call it a casting couch, but, you know, I helped pick some of the contestants, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I
of
will.
The female persuasion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No dudes.
Uh-huh.
That's not on my beat, no.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, things went off the rails a little bit. I got caught rooting through Bill Todman's wall safe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and
the one of the game show producers.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, his wall safe.
Yeah. Well, I have a reason, though.
What's the reason?
I was looking for a Band-Aid, you know, because I cut my hand.
Uh-huh. How did you cut your hand?
I cut my hand breaking into Mark Goodson's wall safe.
The other producer.
Right. I never even got workman's comp.
Oh, gee, that sounds really unfair that you didn't get workman's comp for breaking into somebody's wall safe.
Oh, I was so mad at my brother. We didn't talk for a year. I wouldn't forgive him.
Because he wouldn't, what, go to bat for you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They also said I stole some of Vanna's underwear.
Ugh, I don't even want to know about that.
Wait, what?
I don't want to know about it.
You don't talk to me like that. I talk to you like that.
Mike Sajak.
That's right.
So
say the name again with more respect.
Yeah, you, I can just...
Make it drip with respect.
Well, you know what? It drips with just, it just drips with creepy sadness.
You'll be dripping creepy blood soon.
I can pretty much guess who you are. You're the guy riding your brother's coattails all the way down the line.
Hey, I made it on my own too. You know, I actually worked on his late night show too, back in the '80s. Remember that?
Yeah.
Talk show?
He had a failed talk show.
Yeah. It just had a selective audience.
Yeah, a limited audience.
Well, I was there for 4 of the 6 months. I got canned, though.
Why did they can you from that?
Well, I don't want to get into it.
Just give us an idea.
Well, in a nutshell, I made a disparaging remark about Arsenio Hall.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out he was standing right behind me.
I can only guess. If I had to... It was a racial comment you made.
Oh, come on. Times were different then.
Then you could say whatever you wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just be a racist then and nobody called you on it.
Well, they called me that night. That was kind of sad, you know, on my part. I had to clean out my little locker.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Good.
I had a hard time after that, though, too. It was kind of tough getting work after that.
Why's that?
Well, you know, after that article in Hustler came out.
What article in Hustler?
It was called Wheels of Misfortune.
Uh-huh. And what was this article about?
It was basically about me, Pierre Trebek, and Kent Woolery.
Okay. You, Mike Sajak.
Right.
What was the other guy?
Pierre Trebek.
Pierre Trebek.
Yeah.
Who I'm guessing is Alex Trebek's brother.
Right.
And what was the other name?
Kent Woolery.
Chuck Woolery's brother.
Right.
And it was called Wheel of Misfortune.
Wheels of Misfortune.
I'm sorry I didn't get the name of the article in Hustler correct. I apologize.
No apology could be too great. Don't worry.
So you, what was this article about? It's about failed brothers of game show hosts?
Well, we caught a lot of bad breaks between the three of us.
Uh-huh.
You know, things kind of, we're riding high for a little bit and then kind of, you know. Derailed somewhat. Basically, Pierre got caught up in this heavy machinery theft ring, and Kent blew up a bank.
He blew up a bank?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, I could see you getting caught up in some bad stuff.
Yeah.
Like robbery.
Right, and there was the whole remark thing for me and Arsenio, and that, you know, the wall safe stuff, and also the hostage stuff.
Hostage.
On my end.
Hostage. What hostage stuff?
You ever done, like, real bad, like, meth?
Real bad what?
You know, crystal meth.
No, I never have.
Well, don't. Let's just say I did it for you, okay?
Okay.
Basically.
So you did enough for a lot of us.
And stuff, yeah, you know, just wasn't thinking right, basically, and thought it would be a good idea to take this softball game hostage.
Softball, you took a softball game hostage.
Right.
A softball game, like all the players?
Fans, yeah. Vendors.
How did you do it?
Well, do you remember that, the guy, the king in his court? Do you remember that at all? Fast pitch softball.
Sure, the yeah. kind of showy
well,
was the guy.
Yeah, he was doing a show in game in Pomona.
Uh huh.
Yours truly was riding high on the CM and just ran out there with the heat basically.
With heat, so yeah. You were armed.
Two fisted.
Two. So you went out with two guns.
Yeah, blazing. Yeah, I shot up in the air. It was crazy. There's some great footage from on the news, but not my proudest moment.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
It sounds like it might not be your proudest moment.
Right,
so
right.
How did your brother manage to still stay involved with you?
Well, you know, he didn't for the time that I was actually in the hut.
The hut, jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I got out, and he kind of vouched for me, and then when parole came up, you know, I think they were so starstruck by little Patty that they kind of caved. Not caved, but they saw that I could really benefit society.
How could you benefit society?
Well, by the show that I got going after that.
What do you mean show?
In 1991, Pat helped me put this show together for TV as a kid show.
Uh huh. What network was that for?
Pardon me.
What network was that for?
Shout Network.
Okay.
Yeah. It was one of their first shows. It was called Sergeant Sajak's Fun Barracks.
So you're Sergeant Sajak.
Exactly, yeah.
And what was the show like?
Oh, it was all my idea. It was great. You know, well, you know how kids love playing Army Man?
Sure.
Well, it was basically that. You know, it was kids basically in boot camp. I mean, kids, one thing I know, kids love getting ordered around.
Yeah.
And they love to eat rations.
Kids, how old of a kid are we talking?
8 to 12.
So kids love getting ordered around.
Yep.
And eating rations. They don't love that, though.
You know what they love more than that?
What?
Pushing their little bodies to their limits.
That's terrible. That's not for kids.
Oh, they loved it. We had push-up contests, pull-up contests. See how long someone could stand me screaming in their face.
So you're on this show just yelling at these kids.
Oh, yeah, and ordering them around and making them do stuff. Character-building exercises, basically.
And how long did this show could not have lasted long?
Only one episode. It didn't get picked. The pilot did not get picked up.
Yeah.
There's
a shocker.
Because I spanked one of the kids.
You spanked a kid that wow. No shock that your show didn't get picked up.
Well, there was a very good reason why I spanked him.
Why is that?
He called me sir.
Okay, and what would be the problem with that?
I'm not a sir. That's an officer. I'm a non-com. I work for a living.
So he
screwed up.
He met you with the wrong title.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you spanked him.
The funny thing was that I was never even actually in the service.
Oh, so you just were pretending to be a military man.
Yeah, I lied about not being able to see back when I got drafted in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so you faked that, but you had no problem. In 1991, the show, right?
Yeah.
Took place during the Desert Storm.
Right.
So you had no problem during the heat of America in war playing dress-up, basically.
Just trying to be patriotic and help out our country.
By ordering kids around.
I figured, hey.
Screaming in an 8-year-old's face.
Now it's like 10 years later, right? And they're old enough to be real soldiers, and I'm sure they all took something very huge away from that experience.
I'm sure they also did. It's probably, you could call the thing they took away from that experience psychological scarring.
Oh, please. Hey.
Yeah?
Look, here's how you can make things right with me, all right?
For what? Why do I have to make things right?
Because you didn't give me the box set.
Okay, why? Okay, let me just...
Look, we'll call even. You give me the box set, okay, and you buy this gross of iPods from me.
A gross of iPods?
Yeah.
No, how do you have a gross of iPods?
I came upon them, let's just say that.
Sure, so they're stolen.
No.
No?
Pat won't care.
Where'd you get them from?
In the storage shed at the Wheel.
So they are stolen.
Hell, they'll never know. You aren't going to rat me out, are you?
You know what? No, I'm not. I kind of don't care.
See, I knew it. Look, buy half of them.
You knew what?
I knew you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't say anything.
You're so creepy.
You're weak.
I'm weak.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just a leech.
Hey, buy half of them.
No. I'm not going to buy stolen iPods.
Look, how about this?
Yeah?
You buy half of them. I get Pat to come on your show.
That doesn't interest me in the slightest.
He loves music groups.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, as an example, he once had an affair with Marilyn McCoo.
And he doesn't mind you telling people he had an affair with Marilyn McCoo.
Are you going to tell him that I said that?
Oh, you just said it over the radio.
He told me he was proud of me. He said it was some good stuff.
Well, you know, you are just the worst kind of showbiz leech.
Hey, speaking of that stuff.
Yeah?
Can I make a request?
What do you want to hear?
Do you have any of those Penthouse Forum audio cassettes?
No, I don't.
Come on, this is a specific one that I quite like.
Okay, well, I don't want it. I don't have any of them. And no, I don't. This is a radio station. We play music here.
Well, tell me about the stuff you're into.
Like rock music?
No, not that stuff.
What stuff?
Along the lines of the Penthouse Forum.
I'm not going to talk about that stuff on the radio.
Look, you hunk of dirt. You give me that box set or you're going to get Sajacked.
I'm going to get Sajacked?
Yeah.
And what does that entail?
You don't want to know. It involves several karate chops.
From you?
Yeah, and others.
A 61-year-old former crystal meth addict.
And my grandson.
You're going to actually not just fight me straight up.
Hey, I'm a senior citizen at this point.
You talk tough. I don't think you are yet, actually. You talk tough.
I am part of the greatest generation.
Yeah. Strung out on crystal meth, stealing iPods from a storage warehouse for Wheel of Fortune.
You're going to get Sajacked, mark my words. Hey, well, if you're not going to do the iPod deal, at least give me some food, okay?
Food?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to give you food. What do you do? Do you have a job besides stealing stuff?
I certainly do.
What do you do?
I don't steal stuff, okay?
Yeah.
I run a very profitable celebrity memorabilia company, son.
And what is the name of your company?
It's called Sajack Memorabilia.
Uh-huh. And like who, when you say memorabilia, you're celebrity memorabilia?
Yeah.
Like what celebrities?
The good stuff. The big names.
Like who?
Pat Sajak.
Oh, well, there's a shocker. Like, what kind of stuff can I get of Pat Sajak?
All kinds of stuff. Mini wheels, Sajak trading cards, posters, banners.
And this is all, I'm sure, so you're taking this stuff that he signs and whatnot and selling it?
Yeah, we sign it and we sell it. It's great.
We sign it. So you sign it also?
I sign most of it. Don't tell anyone, okay?
So it's not Pat's Ajax.
A lot of it is. Well, some of parts of it are signed by him, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like posters and mini wheels.
No, I sign those.
You sign them as him?
Right.
Okay.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do you care?
Because people think they're buying Pat's Ajax autograph and they're buying... You forging his autograph?
Wait, what?
You're forging his autograph.
You're going to do what I say from now on, okay? I've had about enough of this, okay?
Enough of what?
No, look.
Yeah?
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it, and you'll die without it.
Wow. Tough talk. From a total leech.
I live it. I've got that tattooed all up and down my legs.
You've got what tattooed up and down?
What I just said.
Say it again.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it. You'll die without it.
And what is that? That's your little credo for your life?
That's the Sajak credo. I tried to get Pat to get that tatted on his neck as a birthday present.
Yeah.
But his agent said no dice.
You tried to get him to get a neck tattoo.
Exactly.
Wow, and what a shocker.
He was going to do it, too.
Yeah, but his agent wouldn't let him.
Right, Bernie.
Too bad. Yeah, too bad. If it wasn't for Bernie, you would have gotten them to get that that neck tattoo.
I'll give you a neck tattoo.
Of what?
Skull and crossbones. Your own. And underneath it, it's going to say, I died because I was stupid and wouldn't listen to Mike Sajak.
That's what it'll say on the tattoo.
Exactly.
So this business you run, it's all Pat Sajak stuff?
Right.
So you just sell Pat Sajak memorabilia.
What else is there?
Well, I mean, there's other celebrities.
Not in my book.
That's it. That's the only celebrity you represent.
Like, we have some others also.
Like who?
Mason Reese Jr.
The kid from the commercials, right? Mason Reese?
Mason Reese's kid.
Oh, what has he done?
He hasn't done anything yet. He's got some good commercial prospects coming up. He's waiting for the whole that whole Devil's Pride thing to kind of relaunch.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that was.
The Devil's Food or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so you represent the son of Mason Reese.
Right, right. And also Robert Hedges.
From Welcome Back, Kotter.
Right.
Juan Epstein.
Right.
And what does he sign?
He's doing this whole thing with this new product.
What is the
product? It's called penicillin.
Okay. All right. And that's like some medication that...
it's probably something you need. I imagine you need
it. I'm not going to talk about it, you creep.
Yeah, you don't call me that. Hey.
Yeah?
At least send me some cigarettes, okay?
What are you, in jail?
None of that filtered crap, all right?
The way you talk, it's like you'll just take anything for free.
I'm not in jail either.
Yeah. Like, yeah, well, it sounds like you've got the jail mentality.
Like a halfway house.
So you're in a halfway house.
And I did some of that CM again, and things got kind of out of hand.
Oh.
I held up a basketball game this time.
What is it with you and holding up sporting events?
If you've never done the drug, you'll never know. Just like the invincibility that you feel is incredible. I came, and I'm so lucky that I was with this young lady who kind of kept me from doing this. I almost held up a Dave Matthews concert.
A Dave Matthews concert?
Yeah.
Like a huge 20,000...
Staples Center.
Yeah, so a packed arena you almost held up.
Right.
You really need help.
You don't talk to me like that, son.
It's almost my duty to talk to you that way.
Well, then it's also your duty to feel the wrath of Sajak. You're gonna get Sajaked. That's my theme song. You're gonna get Sajaked. Sajaked. Sajaked.
I'm going to get Sajak. So now we can add to the list of people trying to kill me. The older brother of Pat Sajak is after me. Fantastic. Again, it isn't the best show on WFMU until somebody tries to kill me. FMU, you're on the air.
My man, Tommy.
Hey, who's this?
Your buddy, Mike.
Mike.
Mike Sajak.
Mike Sajak.
Yeah, what you been up to, bro?
Just kind of doing my radio show.
Yeah, what? Show sounds great.
Great. I guess, hey, last time, What do you want? Last time we spoke, you were you threatened my life.
Oh no, we're buddies, man, right?
Are we?
Yeah, we're just having fun all the time, aren't we?
What do you mean, like just on the radio and stuff?
Yeah, I love the show. It sounds great tonight.
Oh, well, thank
you. Your voice sounds really cool tonight. It sounds really clear and like on the well rested. It sounds great. Great music too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That I'll take that.
I was checking out the chat thing also, and you got a lot of fans. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. People are into it. You know, people like to listen and spend their Tuesday nights. A lot of people go in the chat and hang out, listen to the show, talk to each other. It's fun. I really appreciate it.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve all of it, you know?
Well, that is nice. It's hard. It is hard work, but it's nice when it pays off.
Yeah, well. Oh, hey, I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
I had a little thing I wanted to ask you.
What's that?
I had a little problem. About 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And would love for you to help me out.
Yeah, what kind of problem?
Yeah, well, I need you to be a kind of character witness for me.
A character witness?
Yeah.
In what capacity?
Well, basically, the gist is, it's a total bum deal.
Uh-huh.
I was up in Nova Scotia about 6 months ago in Halifax.
Yeah.
I was up there on business for Pat, looking for a company that could manufacture some Pat bobbleheads.
Now, Pat is your brother, Pat Sajak.
Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and had a few hours to kill before the flight back to Law, and I rented a rowboat.
Okay.
And I went out, you know, kind of tooling around in the Halifax Harbor. But I was kind of frustrated with the action of the oars.
Okay.
You know, and so I went back to the rental place and I complained to the manager.
Of the rental place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rental. And we, you know, it was kind of an argument that kind of, you know, escalated a little bit.
The owner of the rental place.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little tussle.
Uh-huh. A tussle.
Yeah, I mean, nothing major at all, but, you know, so basically, you know, it was basically, you know, a he said, they said kind of thing, and, you know, I ended up, you know, getting taken in, which was completely, you know, a huge mistake, you know.
Taken in?
You know, arrested, basically.
Oh, yeah, okay,
charged,
all right.
You know, like I said, it was kind of a he said, they said thing.
He and, said, they said. Who's they?
These witnesses that, you know, that claim they basically saw what, you know, they think they saw, and I know what happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they, who, how many people is they?
A few.
What's a few?
Eight. Why?
Well, that's a lot of people to be going against in terms of how they saw something. And
well, I, their version of the events is that I I kicked the rental guy, you know, in the crotch, shoved him in one of the boats and pushed it out into the water, and then started throwing rocks at it.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened from what I remember.
Well, what do you remember?
Not much of it, really, at all.
Well, when you say you don't remember, what do you mean?
Well, I had the same thing that kind of happens whenever I got in trouble before. I kind of don't remember stuff.
Okay. Well, that's not healthy.
Well.
It's like what? You black out or something?
No, they call it a rage out.
A rage out?
Yeah.
And what is that like? You mean you get into a state and then what happens?
And then someone tells me what they said that I did.
How much longer later? Like how much later?
Probably about like half an hour after it happens.
Really? So yeah. You just completely check out for a half hour?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and things just happen?
Yeah.
So do you think it's possible you had a rage out?
I doubt it, no. I don't know.
Why would you doubt it? How often do you have rage outs?
Well, sometimes, you know. Why?
Well, what sometimes?
Well, you know, in the past, there's been other things, you know, and usually Pat is the one that kind of, you know, testifies for me.
Uh-huh.
He's done it a few times before.
Pat will kind of, what, just clear things up?
Yeah, you know, kind of vouch for me.
Okay.
Had a few incidents over the years.
Like what kind of incidents?
Well, you know, bar arguments, tire slashings. I trashed a church once. No, twice.
A church?
Yeah.
You trashed a church?
Yeah, why?
Well, that's horrible. That's why. Do you remember trashing it?
I don't remember it happening, but there is film of it.
God. Well, that's rough.
Well, you know.
Uh-huh. So Pat usually does what? He tests, he vouches that you're okay?
He does what you're going to do.
What do you mean what I'm going to do?
When you come up and vouch for me, you testify on my behalf.
On your, I testify on your behalf?
Yeah. You're going to say that I was just joking when all this stuff happened.
Well, first of all, I wasn't there.
But there's precedent for it.
There's precedent for what?
Between you and me. You know how we always do that thing?
What thing?
You know, where I say you're getting sage-acked and stuff, and you act like it means that I'm going to kill you?
Well, how do I act like it's going to... No, I thought you were going to.
No, you didn't.
No, I most certainly did.
Oh, why would you think that?
Because you were being very threatening and very deliberate about it.
No, sage-acked... Sage-act means that I'm going to shower you with gifts and praises. You thought it meant that I was going to kill you?
Yeah, of course I did.
But why? We're best buds.
We're best buds?
Yeah.
How are we best buds?
Well, you know, you and I are...
What?
You know, best friends. Forever.
What do you mean? Well, we're best friends?
Yeah. Why?
Because the extent of my interacting with you is you calling two times and threatening to kill me both times. I think I have better friends than that.
Who are they?
Pretty much anyone.
Name someone in specific.
I've got a friend named Phil.
Oh, where does he live?
He's in New York.
Oh, where?
He's in New York. I'm not telling.
Oh, he's going to get sage-acked.
Why is he going to get sage-acked?
Get it, because you're my best friend.
I'm afraid to tell you, I'm not your best friend.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, we, How on earth could I be your best friend?
Because we talk all the time.
Yeah, and you threatened to kill me.
No, I said you're going to get sage-acked.
Yeah, which you're now saying means we're going to get showered with presents.
Yeah.
That's not what it was.
Well, the meaning of getting sage-acked changes a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure it changes a lot now.
According to my mood.
Yeah, there you go. I'm not going to testify on your behalf. First of all, I would be lying because I've seen nothing other than horrible behavior out of you.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? It's you basically you calling bullying me because I didn't give you some box set that I wasn't giving away.
Hey, this is no way to talk to your best buddy.
You're not my best buddy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no, you're not my best buddy, Mike.
Ooh, you're hurting my feelings.
Well, I apologize, but, you know, you and your brother, maybe your brother, it's time for him to vouch for you again.
You need to talk to Ed McMahon. He hurt my feelings once.
Yeah, and what happened?
I hired a garbage truck to empty its contents into his convertible.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's why people don't associate with you anymore.
You know why I did that to him?
Why?
Like I said, he hurt my feelings.
Yeah?
I heard that he said that I was volatile.
He said that you were volatile.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Uh-huh. And apparently you are.
And that hurt my feelings.
It hurt your feelings to be called volatile. So what you did in response was to do something incredibly volatile.
So are you going to hop on a boat and get up there?
To where?
Halifax.
No.
Why?
Because I would be lying to testify on your behalf.
Come on, buddy.
No, we're not buddies. I'm sorry, but you're on this one alone.
Don't say that.
Get your brother Pat to do it. He's vouched for you before. Why doesn't he do it again?
Well, he said he wasn't going to do it anymore after the 15th one.
Yeah, so he had enough. Well, don't you see that there's a pattern here? And that it's maybe time for you to get those rage outs checked?
I don't know.
Maybe you need some medication or something.
I'm already on medication.
What is it?
Marijuana.
Well, that's not exactly medication.
I like it, though.
I'm sure you do.
Makes me feel good sometimes.
I'm sure it makes you feel very good.
But then when it wears off,
yeah,
I don't feel good.
Yeah, and do you feel worse?
Yeah.
And then you just, things start to happen, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's wearing off now.
Uh-huh.
Not feeling so good.
Yeah, you're probably feeling angry again, aren't you?
Don't use that tone with me.
I'm kind of going to use whatever tone I want with you.
Oh, man, I'm going to do to you what I did to those protesters back in 2003.
Protesters of what?
King Richard.
King Richard?
Yeah.
What's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Cheney.
What are you talking about?
Our vice president.
Yeah, what?
Some people were protesting him.
Yeah?
And I was filled with what I call the passion.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of their right to protest.
Well, I didn't think so. And neither did my motorcycle.
Oh, so now you're just attributing actions to your motorcycle.
I took about 30 people out.
Ugh. You're so creepy.
I'm going to take you out.
Yeah, you're not going to take me out.
I'm going to drive my motorcycle into that station.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm going to do it.
Good luck with that. You're going to just hit the wall and just knock yourself out, you dope.
Hey, come on. Are you going to get on that boat or what?
No, I'm not going to get on the boat.
Wait, what?
No, I'm not. I have
come
no
on.
Reason to help you. With your stupid phrase and everything bullying me around. Forget it.
It's coming on. I feel it coming on.
What's coming on?
The rage.
The rage.
You can barely keep phone steady. The rage is welling up.
Well, maybe you should go smoke some more pot.
I don't have no more.
Yeah, you don't have no more.
You send me home.
Yeah, sure. I'll just send you a big bundle.
Here's my address.
No, don't give your address out.
172.
No, I don't want to hear your address.
Mike Sajak.
Yeah.
17. Are you writing it down?
No, I'm not. I don't want to.
Come on. Well, anyone else? Oh, jeez. Come on.
No.
I need the feeling.
You need the
feeling.
You need.
If I don't feel that feeling, then the world feels another feeling.
Yeah, it's
a
you,
different kind of painful feeling.
Yeah, it's the feeling when you just start destroying stuff.
Beatdowns.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, you should get looked. You should get some help. Otherwise, you're going to just keep doing this.
Remember what I said getting Sajak was?
Yeah. You're saying it was getting showered with presents.
It doesn't mean that anymore.
What does it mean?
It means a beatdown.
You're going to give me a beatdown?
Yeah.
A 61-year-old man.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm not that threatened by you.
Let's make a deal then.
Yeah?
You testify for me tomorrow.
In Halifax.
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
And I'll try to leave you alone. No guarantees.
No, I'm going to pass.
Come on.
No.
At least send me a joint.
No.
Please?
No. Marijuana's illegal, you idiot.
Wait, what?
What, you didn't know that?
No.
You didn't know that marijuana wasn't legal?
No. Pat told me it was legal.
Wow. So your brother maybe isn't that smart.
He makes me smoke it.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe he just wants you to get busted with it, then he gets thrown in jail finally.
Wait, what?
Maybe your brother's finally had enough of you.
Oh, man.
Bullying everybody around.
It's,
and
like,
him having
no, it's like no one likes me anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't.
Wait, what?
Wait, why don't you say wait what one more time?
Wait, why?
No.
Wait, what?
Oh, you did it again.
What?
You are a disturbed little man, and maybe some jail time up there in Nova Scotia will set you straight.
Hey, stop.
What?
What?
Stop what?
You're hurting my feelings.
I'm hurting your feelings.
Yeah.
You're the one threatening everybody with beatdowns and kicking a guy and then pushing him in a rowboat, then throwing rocks at him.
Wait, who did that?
You did.
When?
You just told me you did.
What'd you call me?
I didn't call you anything.
Okay.
Oh,
so what's
wow.
going on?
You need some help. You're coming apart.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you really are. It sounds like you're having a little bit of a disconnect there.
Wait, what's that?
What's what?
No, this thing.
What thing?
It's in my room.
What's it look like?
It's purple, but it's coming at me.
It's purple. It sounds like you're hallucinating.
Oh, jeez. Now it's in me.
You're hallucinating. How much pot did you smoke?
I haven't had any for at least half an hour.
Any for half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you you really need to get some things in check.
Wait, what?
Oh. What, do you get paid every time you say, wait, what?
I wish. Will you pay me?
No, I'm not going to pay you.
Will you pay me in pot?
I'm not going to pay you in pot.
What if money was made out of pot?
Yeah, you're really starting to hallucinate now, Mike.
Who is?
You.
Wait, let me put my dog on the phone. Hello?
Hello?
He didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah, because he's a dog, that's why.
Hey, don't talk bad about my dog.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you get some help. You're sick. You're sick, Mike. You hear that?
I heard you.
What?
I heard you. Hello?
Why are you talking like that?
But what?
Really into the, what, you have the phone in your mouth now?
Yeah, why?
Well, get it out.
Okay. Who is this?
It's the DJ that you called.
Alan Freed?
No, it's not Alan Freed.
Alan, would you play a song for me?
What song do you want to hear?
I want to hear La Bamba.
Okay, maybe I'll play La Bamba for you.
Alan, I want to hear a song by La Bamba by a band that's going to form in 30 years called Los Lobos.
So you think you're in the 50s now?
It's 1956.
Wow, you are gone. You need some medication.
Alan.
This is Tom.
There's this thing on my desk here.
Yeah?
It has what is like a TV screen. And but it's like half TV and half typewriter.
Yeah, that's called a computer.
Oh, my God.
So you... Wow. Mike Sajak. Having a little bit of a meltdown there.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.